All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into Kudlak Baird Limited, and specifically their use of GPS tracking in their vehicles.
Interesting.
And we're looking at their company profile document here, and we're going to kind of see what insights we can glean from it about, what it actually means for a company to have this sort of, this bird's eye view of their entire fleet all the time in real time, and how this impacts, both their efficiency and the safety of their drivers and operations.
That's like a great point.
So that's really our mission today in this deep dive, is to try to kind of unpack the core functionality of this technology, for you, the listener, and kind of see how it plays out in a practical sense.
I mean, it's really fascinating to think about. You know,
Yeah.
it's not just knowing where a vehicle is
Right.
at any given moment, but it's really, what that data then allows you to do, right?
It's the implications of it.
Yeah, exactly. The implications, it opens up a whole other
Yeah.
realm of
Different
possibilities
realm.
beyond just
Yeah.
a dot on the map.
Right. So the foundation here, from what we can see in the profile, is that Kudlak Baird has installed GPS systems in all of their fleet vehicles.
Every single one.
Every single one. Yeah.
Interesting.
And so that's like the underlying tech.
The
Yeah,
basis.
the nervous system that makes all this stuff possible.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's important to remember these aren't,
Right.
your run-of-the-mill GPS apps.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking
Like
about,
on your phone.
yeah, exactly, like on your phone.
Yeah.
We're talking robust,
Yeah.
integrated systems that are constantly feeding back
Yeah.
location data.
Yeah.
Think of it as a continuous
Yeah.
digital breadcrumb trail
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
for each vehicle.
Okay, so with that,
Yeah.
they are able to achieve this real-time location monitoring,
Right.
so they know where every truck is
As we sit here.
as we sit here right now. Like literally Big Brother style, but in a good way
Well, hopefully in a good way.
for efficiency. So what are some less obvious advantages of having that kind of live overview?
Well, I mean, imagine a situation like, there's a traffic snarl somewhere
Okay, yeah.
that pops up unexpectedly with real-time data. They can instantly see which vehicles are affected
Right.
and reroute
Proactively.
proactively
Yeah.
other vehicles around that,
Right.
minimizing delays for customers
Yeah.
in a way that a company relying on,
Yeah.
outdated information
Right.
simply couldn't.
Couldn't do.
So that nimbleness is a
That.
huge advantage.
The profile also highlights their focus on safe driving practices. And they don't really specify the exact methods, but it's pretty clear that they're using this location data to monitor how their vehicles are being operated.
Makes sense.
So what kind of insights can this provide,
Well,
even if we don't have all the specifics?
often these systems
Yeah.
will analyze data points like speed in relation to the speed limit, obviously,
Yeah. Wow.
instances of rapid acceleration or braking,
Oh, that's interesting.
which could indicate aggressive driving.
I see.
And even things like adherence to planned routes,
Oh, okay.
right? So are they staying on track?
Yeah, are they going rogue?
Exactly.
Yeah.
By identifying these patterns,
Yeah.
they can then
Yeah.
implement targeted training
Oh, okay.
or coaching programs
Interesting.
to improve driver behavior, which ultimately leads to fewer accidents
Yeah.
and lower maintenance costs.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a proactive safety measure. And then the other major point that they highlight is efficient dispatching. So knowing exactly where each vehicle is allows them to send the closest one to, a new service request. And that just seems like,
Seems like a no-brainer
yeah.
for speed and efficiency.
Yeah. Are there any potential complexities in that though?
Well, it seems straightforward on the surface,
Yeah.
but you have to consider other factors too,
Right.
beyond just proximity.
Okay.
Like, is that closest
Yeah.
vehicle
Right.
actually equipped for the job?
Right.
Is the driver,
Yeah.
nearing the end of their shift?
Right.
Things like that.
Whatever.
So a truly sophisticated system
Yeah.
would need to take all those things into account
Yeah.
to really optimize dispatching,
Right.
not just blindly send the nearest truck.
Yeah, it's not just about drawing a straight line on a map.
not just connecting point A to point B. It's right. more nuanced.
Yeah. And you know, the profile really emphasizes this dual focus of, you know, knowing where their vehicles are and ensuring that they're being operated safely.
Right.
So it's like they're
both sides of the coin.
Yeah. They're tackling both sides of the coin.
Absolutely. And that speaks to,
right.
you know, a more mature approach to fleet management.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about squeezing every last drop of productivity out of their drivers.
Yeah.
It's also about, you know, caring for their well-being and, you know, thinking about safety on the roads.
It's a holistic view.
Exactly. A more holistic approach.
So to kind of recap here, Kudlak Baird is using GPS to keep tabs on their entire fleet.
Yes.
In real time.
Real time.
Which allows them to do things like dispatch vehicles more efficiently and also monitor driving habits to promote safer operation.
Promote safer operation, exactly.
So ultimately, it sounds like they're aiming for faster service, but with fewer risks.
Precisely.
Right.
You know, they're really leveraging technology here to gain a deeper understanding of their mobile operations, leading to, you know, tangible benefits in customer service, overall efficiency.
So you, the listener, You know, thinking about this snapshot of Kudlak Baird, it kind of prompts a bigger question.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening.
What other, you know, innovative ways could a service-oriented business like this leverage real-time vehicle tracking data?
That's a great question.
Could they, for example, you know, predict maintenance needs based on mileage and usage patterns, you know, or other things? It's a fascinating area with a lot of untapped potential.
A lot of possibilities there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
All right.
That's Kudlak Baird.
Kudlak Baird.
And their use of GPS to track their vehicles. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.